This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden says damage to U.S. businesses is the biggest ransomware attack on record. Appears to be minimal, but information is still incomplete. The company whose software was exploited says it appears that fewer than 1,500 businesses worldwide were compromised, though cybersecurity experts are cautioning that estimate could be low. Also Tuesday, a security researcher who chatted online with representatives of the Russia-linked R-Evil gang responsible for the attack says they claim to have stolen data from hundreds of companies, but offered no evidence. The ransomware was spread Friday to victims in at least 17 countries from a compromised server belonging to the Miami-based company Kaseya. Top Biden administration officials on Tuesday hosted a brother to Saudi Arabia's powerful crown prince, Mohammed bin Salman, in the highest level such visit known since the U.S. made public intelligence findings linking the crown prince to the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The Biden administration did not publicly disclose the visit of the Prince Khalid bin Salman, Saudi Arabia's deputy defense minister, in advance. President Joe Biden had pledged to make a pariah of the kingdom's crown prince. This he did over his presidential campaign, over Khashoggi's killing and other abuses. But his administration has instead emphasized U.S. strategic interest with Saudi Arabia. The high-level sessions with the prince, a younger brother and confidant to Saudi Arabia's powerful crown prince, revived complaints that he and the administration was giving the Saudis a pass in the Khashoggi killing. This is VOA News. Elsa weakened to a tropical storm as it threatened Florida's northern Gulf Coast Wednesday after raking past the Tampa Bay region with gusty winds and heavy rain. Governor Ron DeSantis had forecast called for the cyclone to come ashore sometime between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. A hurricane warning was in effect for a long stretch of coastline. There were no immediate reports of damage or injuries in the Tampa Bay area, which is highly vulnerable to storm surge. The most powerful winds were forecast to remain just offshore from the beach towns west of St. Petersburg. The search for victims of the collapse of a Miami-area high-rise condominium reached its 14th day on Wednesday, with the death toll at 36, more than 100 people still unaccounted for, and authorities sounding more and more grim. Crews on Tuesday dug through pulverized concrete where the towers building in Surfside once stood, filling buckets that were passed down a line to be emptied and then returned. The up-close look at the search complements a video released by the Miami-Dade County Fire Rescue Department and came as 8 more deaths were announced, the most for a single day since the search began. It also came as rain and wind from Tropical Storm Elsa disrupted the effort. U.S. President Joe Biden is urging Americans who have not received COVID-19 vaccines to reconsider as an aggressive virus variant spreads. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani. South Korea is seeing a steep rise in coronavirus infections unseen since the worst of its outbreak last winter as it slips into another surge while most of its people are still unvaccinated. The 1,212 new cases confirmed by Korea's Disease Control and Prevention Agency on Wednesday came close to matching its highest daily increase of the pandemic. That's 1,240 cases reported on Christmas Day. Health experts say the government sent the wrong message to the public by pushing for premature easing of social distancing despite a steadily rising caseload. New Zealand medical regulators approved use of Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine after earlier in the year approving the Pfizer vaccine. But New Zealand's government intends to stick with its plan of primarily using the Pfizer vaccine to inoculate the population of 5 million people. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.